He came out onto a prominence overlooking the Straits of Angine, where the fresh waters flowed down from the Kiril lakes to meld with the salty waters of the Sea of Torments. His vantage was not far from the narrowest part of the strait that seafarers called Hell's Gate, and overland travelers had dubbed Heaven's Bridge. Hell was in session down there. The Limper was on the south shore and wanted to cross over, but on the north shore, someone demurred. Toadkiller Dog settled on his belly, rested his chin on his forepaws, and watched. This was not the place to reveal himself. Maybe at the tower, if the Limper turned west and sought a vengeance there. As though they sensed his arrival, those who held the north shore closed up shop and hauled out. The Limper hurled glamorous violences after them. The distance was too great to do them any harm. The Limper went across immediately. He encountered traps immediately. Toadkiller Dog decided he would hazard a more difficult crossing. After dark. There was no need to hurry now. He had the quarry in sight. He could bide his time. He might range ahead and lie in wait. Or he might stalk the enemies of his enemy in order to discover the nature of their game. Chapter 50. We got a break. Raven came rolling in where I was reading a book I borrowed from the guy who owned the place where we were staying. We got a break. Come on, Case. I put the book aside, got up. What's happening? I'll tell you on the way. He stuck his head in the next room, yelled and invoked Darling till one of the Torques joined us. We hit the street. He started talking. One of those little characters from the plane hit pay dirt. He overheard her man telling his cronies about an incident that almost has to involve the men who stole the spike. I told him, slow down, you're getting the soldiers interested. And he was. He was that eager to get at this first assignment from Darling. What did the guy say? He and two others were hired to snatch a man and then help question him. Which they did. But someone came along and broke it up. This fellow was the only one who got away. We're going to round him up and let him walk us through his adventure. Right. It might be the best lead we'd get, but it didn't look that great to me. This guy is shooting his mouth off about what happened to him. We're going to have to get in line to talk to him. We heard first, almost direct. We're ahead of the pack, but that's why I'm in a hurry. I noticed he was hardly limping. Your hip finally starting to do right? All the sitting around. Nothing else to do but get healthy. Speaking of which, I went out for a beer this afternoon. I heard talk there's cholera down near Southgate. We walked in silence a while. Then the Torque, I still didn't know any of their real front names, said, "That'll tear it, won't it? Get a cholera outbreak going and the pot will boil over, sure." Raven grunted. Maybe this wasn't just our best break, but our only one. Maybe we had to make a count. We went into a place with the dumb name Barnacles. Raven looked around. There's our man. Right where he's